Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and it's an exciting one. Woo! And I will tell you why I'm excited in just a moment, because I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
We have a guest.
We do.
On our podcast, a fellow radio gal, and her first podcast ever, apparently.
Yeah.
The lovely Bree. She's on her sister station, The Hot, in the mornings. How are you doing, Bree?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me. I didn't know you had pipes like that.
Oh,
you were like singing Sarah's name?
Yeah. Oh. I made a deal with the devil only 5 seconds out of the time out of the week.
It's pretty good.
You should see her karaoke though.
Okay,
especially when she's drunk. Ooh, oh, she busts it down.
We should plan a night for it. I'm down for that 100%.
But I'm so excited you're finally in here. I love that over the years I've seen there's more and more gals here at the radio station, because there's multiple stations here. We have KISW, The Hot, The Sound, The End, The Wolf. So it's I love that we're all kind of getting together.
The girls were trickling in.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. Seriously. Yes. I was we've talked. Yeah. Been wanting to come on here and,
talk scheduling and remembering. It's like, oh, crap, where's Bree?
I know. Today we made it.
Yay. And we do have some text messages. So you get to hear a little bit from our listeners. But is there anything that you would like listeners to know about you? Any fun fact or...
My name's Bree. I'm actually originally from Sacramento, California. I was doing radio since I was 18. I'm a little over, almost in the 30s here. I'm not going to say
almost.
My name.
Wait.
I'm about to be 30.
Okay, well, same.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, then we're basically the same age.
Okay, cool.
Damn, y'all are old. Just kidding.
Yeah, this girl over here.
You're 2 years younger than me.
I'm taking those 2 years, though.
Your pubes are just as gray as ours, okay?
I dye mine, thank you.
That's gross.
I have bright pink before.
Oh, there we go.
I want to suggest it.
Yeah, so fun facts with Sarah right there. No, but yeah, I love the city of Seattle. I moved here about a year ago, so I'm a year in. I work on Hot 103.7 in the morning. You can hear me. I used to be with Sir Mix-a-Lot. He recently left, so I'm solo right now, and I'm just pushing through. And I love this. And I love this city, by the way, 100%.
Better than Sacramento?
Yeah, I would have to say that. I don't think I'm ever going to move back.
Wow.
Is your family okay with that? Do they know?
Yeah, they want to move up here.
Oh, hell yeah.
I feel like that's true, though, with most Hispanic families. My brother was mentioning recently that he kind of wants to stay living in Bellingham. My dad's like, well, we want to buy a new house anyways. Well, let's move to Bellingham.
Yeah.
And your brother's like, no.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
I'm not that close.
I wasn't there for that conversation, but I'm sure that was what was going through his mind.
Right. Yeah. My family, I feel like I have visitors every other weekend, and I mean, I know you guys follow me on social and they're here and it's
just nonstop.
Yeah. And they're oh, I love the city. I want to come back. Oh, I'm like, okay, well then just move here because I'm sick of hosting you guys.
Yeah.
It's get your own place. Get in our Airbnb.
Exactly.
I host you guys so much that I have a code with this house. Just go.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do have some text messages and I want to get your opinions on this one because I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So this is from Patrick. He's like, do you think it's at all right for a guy to ask the girl he's about to have sex with for the first time to remove all her makeup so he knows the real woman he's about to bang? I mean, in the world of contouring.
Ooh.
All the girls look like Kim Kardashian now with all the contours. If you're a little bit tan, you're going to look like Kim Kardashian. I feel like they all look perfect.
I mean, I feel like if he's going to ask to take the makeup off, he probably should ask to take the bra off too. Because let me tell you, I have the bra that's double padding from Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
It makes your boobs look like they're 2 cups bigger. I look great when I have it on. And it's all a lie. Even sometimes when I wear it, people will be like, damn, Sarah. And I'm like, no, punch me. It's all padding. If you punch me in the boob right now, I cannot feel it. So
awesome.
I feel how girls wear so much makeup and you wake up and you're like, what the hell? Or girls do the same thing with bras. And you're like, dang, nice rack. And then they take off their bra and you're like, where'd it go?
I feel like you're owning that one, though. You're admitting to it. You're like, no, I don't have big boobs. I just like the padding.
But I mean, if you're...
Yeah, but a lot of girls that go out don't do that.
Yeah.
It's I feel like if you're going to bang a person for the very first time, it's like, you're just banging them. Okay, really? Have you been dating this person for a couple weeks and now you're going to have sex? That's what I need to know. Because this makes it sound like you picked her up at the club. Of course she's going to be dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But why? Okay, if it's a first time thing, though, too... It's kind of rude to ask a girl to take off her makeup. Don't you think, one time in, if you know she has a lot of makeup on and you're aware of that, then why the hell do you care?
Right. On the other note, too, if you guys went on a date and, she dressed up for it, makeup is expensive and she put it on for you.
Yeah.
She's not taking it off. Like, until you're done having sex, you're not getting that makeup off.
Well, my thing is, I wonder if this texter, if she did take the makeup off and she does not look that great now, like, would he all of a sudden be like, actually, you can go home. I don't want to have to do this.
You think it would, like, turn him off?
Yeah, because why else would he want...
Maybe not to dirty his sheets.
Not to have that'd be all the only, foundation like, yeah. on his... I would want that. I'd be like, here's a nice little towel for the pillow for your face. Right.
I dated a guy who hooked up with a chick once and after a spray tan and like just ruined his sheets.
Oh, that's horrible.
But like, I think it's a very awkward question. It'd be like if you have a beard. It's like, okay, before we start dating, I need to see pictures of you without the beard. Because I know some guys that they shave that beard. It's like, oh, no, honey.
Dude,
no.
It's a shock.
It's the same thing with hats. You ever see a guy with a hat?
Especially on online dating sites.
Oh, my God.
Hats and sunglasses make everyone look hotter.
I've seen a couple guys around these parts in our little neck of the woods over here up at this radio station that have hats all the time. And then I see them without a hat. And I'm like, God damn. Hi, I'm Bree. Nice to meet you. I've been here a year. I haven't met you. They're like, no, I'm... Didn't recognize you. My bad.
Do you think they look better with the hat on?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
That's... Guys' hats are very equivalent to females' makeup. Like, yes. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see... Like, that's also the thing. It's like, if you aren't the best looking dude, you got some things working against you, I feel like it's very unreasonable for you to be like, I want this girl to be perfect. And I feel like the guys that want the girls to be perfect, it's like, oh, man, I want her to look super hot, wear the sexiest clothes, but I want her to be low maintenance, you know, get ready in like 15 minutes. It's like, you can't have both.
Yeah, pick one or the other.
I wonder how a guy would feel if, like, you took them home. And I'm trying to think of something else that'd be equivalent. If you were like, hey, like, I just want to, like, look at your package size to see if I'm, like...
If you're not, you don't have a sock in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, that is equivalent
to
that.
You know, like, if you're going to see me in my raw state, okay, then I'm going to see you in your raw state. Yeah.
There's some guys that wear, like, the, Danny's wearing a back brace right now. It's actually for posture, but it makes your chest stand out a lot more, so it makes him look like he's got bigger pecs.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's tips and tricks guys can do, too. Or they have the topic? It's like that. Have you seen those videos of the old guys with, like, barely any hair, and they spray it, and it looks like they got hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That stuff's crazy.
That's why you get the hat. But it sucks when clubs don't allow hats.
Yeah.
I never know why, because I'm like, ooh.
I just think that's a bad first, like, question, like, for a first time. That's a bad question
would you do
to
it?
Ask.
Would you guys do it?
Well, I can't contest to that because I don't wear makeup like that.
You never do even when you go out?
I wear sometimes, but not a lot. Like, I'll wear lipstick and maybe some eyeliner.
Yeah, because this makes me think.
But I don't.
You don't do that.
Honestly, I'd rather spend my money on alcohol and food. I'm not going to lie.
A woman after my own heart.
Yes.
And hey, when we get a few shots on us, we look better anyway to us. So,
exactly.
To everyone.
Popping.
Yeah, because this makes me think, like, he's talking about the girls that do the full-on contour. They can change the shape and size of their noses and their faces with a lot of makeup. So that's what makes me think this. But if you're asking a girl who wears, like, the normal amount of makeup, just foundation, eyeliner, mascara, that crap, it's like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hope that answered your question.
And I hope you try it and let us know how it goes.
And or give us more information.
Yeah.
What are you referring to?
I want to know what she says to you after you ask her. Does she hit you?
Yeah. I feel like some girls would get real offended.
Yeah. Like, I had a friend, like, I used to boop people's faces, like, boop.
Oh.
And she's like, my foundation's $30, bitch. I'm like, okay, sorry. I'm not doing it anymore.
You had to rub your finger back on. Like,
it's like, because I did it one too many times. And she's like, knock it off. I'm like, okay, sorry. You're right. I'm sorry.
Vicky's finger's all darker than the rest of her hand.
I'm like, oh, God. And she's pale, too. It's like, how is it this dark?
Little orange.
We did get a text message from our buddy Moose.
Moose!
Hey, ladies. So I ended up going to Tacoma Pride and meeting a fendom, and we hit it off. So Tacoma Pride, I think, was last weekend.
What's a fendom? Can we explain again?
I believe she's a feminine don. Female don.
Okay.
Dominatrix. I've never really been a sub or submissive before. And I've mostly been a dom during, you know, my BDSM, like when he's done that. So his BDSM play, and he said, oh my God, being a sub is so much fun.
Wow.
If you don't know Brie, Vicky is like dabbles all into in that. This world.
Okay.
She is, she knows about the whips and the ties and the handcuffs.
There's so much more that I don't know, but like I feel like I've done.
But you know a lot.
I know a decent amount.
And this. Okay.
But I am what you would call a switch.
You do both. A little both.
Because there's some people that are like, I will never be a submissive. I am not a submissive. I am a dom all the way. Like,
huh.
I've dated guys like that. And then I've dated one guy. He's like, I'm mostly a dom, but I've only done a little bit of submissive stuff. So we like would switch back and forth. Sometimes even in the middle of our set, like when we were doing something, it'd immediately switch and I'd start dominating him instead.
Just like organically?
Yeah.
Or, wow.
Yeah, just like going with the flow of things and yeah. It just happens that way.
And like sometimes you'll hear like when guys are like, oh, she, like, you know, during sexy talk, she was being a brat. It's because even like submissives are supposed to be like doing everything you say. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes they're like, oh, well, what if I don't want to? They start kind of playing like, no, hard to get. Or they're like, no, oh. I'm not going to do that or something. Like, oh, you're being a brat?
Right. Okay. I kind of like that.
This is interesting.
Are you at all in that world or have been in that world?
I don't know anything.
I'm not. I mean, I feel like I know some stuff. Like, I know the verbiage and all that, things like that. I mean,
it's
more
mainstream now.
I mean, I'm not like, you know, a loser. You know what I mean? Like, I have my fun. But
you're like, no, I've never been a dom or a sub. Okay, but I'm still cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Well, I can still get down.
I'm still like, what do you want to do, babe? You know, like, what's
I've used some fuzzy handcuffs before.
Yeah, exactly. You know
I have. They were like bright purple. I could get out of them, but it's fine.
I had an ex-boyfriend who had real ones. That was fun.
Oh, real hand? Oh, that's scary. Well, because I've been handcuffed before, so that's, no thanks. Oh, so traumatizing.
Okay, by, like, trigger. Real.
Like, by real police.
Real law.
Okay.
See, I wouldn't expect you to be that. I mean, people always expect me to be the one who've gone arrested. I have not.
Oh, yeah. I had my time. But it wasn't crazy bad. It was just an idiot decision. Yeah, let's put it that way.
But one of the things that people don't realize about subs and doms and bondage in general, people are like, oh, my God, you're letting you seem so powerless. It's like, no, the person who's the submissive is actually the one with all the power. There has to be trust there. You can't just go with anybody. You have to feel comfortable with them. Establish trust, establish the safety word. On top of that, if you ever feel uncomfortable, you need out. That's what the safety word's there for. And they, assuming they're a good person, because there are a-holes in any kind of fetish life or whatever, they will understand. They will immediately stop. They have, even if they do rope play, there's special scissors to quickly cut rope off if you need it off. Like, it's just about understanding boundaries. And once you say, I'm done, then it's done. And I feel like in a lot of the communities, that's a very important thing, and it's very well respected.
It sounds like Moose met this person, like, that day, and then that night.
Kind of did their thing.
Could you do that with a person you just met? Like, can you build that kind of trust, like, right then and there?
I think it just, if you're vibing, it really just depends. It's case by case.
Yeah.
Everyone's different. Everyone has different limits.
I feel like this kind of abides by, like, every kind of rule in life, honestly, if you think about it. Because, if you vibe with somebody immediately, you're going to want to, that's how one-night stands kind of happen, I guess.
Holler.
Right. Hey. So. Speaking of subs, not really. I actually found this really interesting. It's from the Fail blog from Cheeseburger, and it's about Subway.
Oh.
Right,
I
right.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good lead in.
I made that work.
It's my favorite fast food chain restaurant. So
really? this made me think of you.
Yeah.
Well, because I think they have probably the most vegetarian options.
That's right. I forget that you're veggie. Okay.
And actually, this is a story about a vegan at Subway.
Oh.
So it made me think of you.
Her name's Sarah.
Yes. So this woman who works there tells the story. So I work at Subway, and yesterday I had a chick come in, and she told me she wanted a veggie delight. As I went to get the bread, she asked me if I could change my gloves because she's vegan and I'd been handling meat. I did that. No problem. Perfectly reasonable request. I get her bread, toast it up, put all the veggies she wants on it. I start to wrap it up and she asks, can I get some mayo? I look at her. She's looking at me. I pick up the mayo, waiting for her to be like, just kidding. Haha. It's like nothing. It's like I tell her, you know, mayonnaise has eggs in it, right? This girl just stood there silent. She stood there for a second. No, it doesn't. I get mayo all the time. Are you sure? Like, yes, ma'am. Mayo has egg whites in it. I felt so horrible. She stood there with such distraught and defeated face. I had shattered this poor girl's world. I had a couple people waiting, so I had to get this lady out of here. It's like, would you like mayo on it, ma'am? Sure, go ahead. She sounded so done, so defeated. So I give her mayo, wrapped her sandwich up, and charged her for the sandwich. She was silent the whole time. She took her sandwich and started walking out. I said, thank you for coming in. Have a nice day. She looked at me and sighed, yeah, I'll try, and walked out. And that's the story how I taught a vegan that mayonnaise is, in fact, not vegan.
She honestly probably cried when she left.
Probably.
I was like, you just ruined mayonnaise for me.
But not even that. She probably is, like, regretting every type of mayonnaise she's ever put in her mouth.
But she still got it.
Yeah, she's just like, because at that point, it's like, what am I supposed to do here?
Well, that's happened to me a lot before because Skittles and Starburst and Oreos all used to have gelatin in them.
Right.
And gelatin is
animal product.
Yeah. And I love all of those. So I would eat them all the time. And same with marshmallows. And I think marshmallows still do. And I would get down sometimes. On some s'mores.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people are like, you know, they have gelatin in them, I'd be like,
you're like, you know, you can mind your own business.
I'm still a vegetarian, right? I used to get like really, yeah. And I like didn't eat them for a long time. And then I would try the vegan marshmallows and like all that
How
crap.
How are those in comparison?
Terrible. And they don't melt over a fire.
I was gonna say, because it's all plastic, I bet.
Yeah, they just like chill in their same form. And it's not, ugh, yeah, it was terrible.
But, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I feel bad. This actually turned into a sad story.
Okay, but
you
this
ruined
one,
that mayonnaise for her.
No, I didn't. I'm just repeating the story. This one actually cracked me up. Somebody commented underneath and said, this reminds me of the time I met someone vegan tattooed on her arm. Being the smartass that I am, I'm like, I asked if they used vegan ink for the tattoo.
Oh my God.
And she just looked at me horrified and asked, what do you mean? So probably not.
Oh, I didn't even know
there's
there was such thing as vegan ink.
Yep.
The ink is not vegan?
Mm-mm. I don't know exactly what's in it, but I know for a fact it's not vegan. You have to go and specifically ask for vegan ink.
That is very, very strange. See, I never knew that.
And because there's so much stuff going on. Like, you can't wear silk if you're vegan. Like, if you're true vegan.
Leather and all that stuff.
Leather or anything with beeswax. So I had like my Burt's Bees chapstick and my vegan friend. She's like, nope, can't. She needs chapstick. I'm like, well, this is all I got.
I am learning so much today. You have no idea.
Between bondage and vegans.
Dude, it's
we've
sucks,
blown your
though,
mind.
Because sometimes, like, I get wanting to tell someone that, like, information like that, even though you know it's totally going to, like, screw with their whole, like, way of living.
But like, it's at the same time, it's like, you're at that dilemma of, as a server too, or somebody in the food industry, you kind of have to tell them. Maybe they went to a different place and they had vegan mayonnaise. So it's maybe they're like, oh, is that not vegan mayonnaise? Oh, then never mind. Or unless that's their cheap, but they seemed very like,
yeah. Well, Subway has never had vegan mayonnaise.
Exactly.
Ever before, so.
So, like, that would be my only thing. Like, you know, this isn't right. And then it could have just had like, oh, I just started being a vegan. Sorry, totally forgot.
Yeah. And then I just feel like if you're living like that vegan life, like true to it, maybe you should do your research a little bit so you don't screw your whole mind up and like, oh, right. That's not vegan. And
that's
then your whole world just comes crumbling down, you know?
Yeah. I think there's some cheeses that technically aren't vegan too.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Like, cheese?
There's some cheeses.
Cheese is vegan.
I mean, vegetarian, excuse me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What? Okay. I love
some.
Cheese.
I have a friend that's like super vegan, right? I won't say her name, but she's like, she claims to be super vegan. Let me rephrase that. And when you get a couple beers in her, a couple shots, oh, guess what's in her mouth? A donut, a piece of pepperoni pizza.
I was gonna be like, please tell me it's like the good stuff, like a cheeseburger with bacon.
And I'm like, you're not vegan, and we're all drunk, and she'll be like, shut up, Bree, don't film me.
Okay. As your camera's out. Yeah.
Taking pictures for proof for the next morning.
And the next day she'll be like, at Vegan Fest or something. And I'm like, you little liar.
Like, I mean, is she, because I think I give a little bit more of a pass to the people that are vegan, you know, like, hey, I was trying to like lower my cholesterol or be healthy overall. So I pursued the vegan lifestyle, but, you know, I dabble here and there. Is she like the, oh my God, do you know what they do to animals kind
that
of
is,
vegan?
That is her. She is the second one you just said. I asked her before, I was like, are you just doing it to lose weight? Because she kind of used to be a bigger girl and she did lose a lot of weight, but from working out and eating better. But she also turned vegan in that process. And I was like, well, why are you vegan? Because you like meat. Like, you know, I've seen
vegetarian.
Yeah.
And some meats are like good for you. And all
right.
That crap.
And she, well, in moderation for sure. And she's like, oh, well, have you seen what they do to the animals and the slaughter? And I'm like, oh, here we go.
She watched all the videos.
And I'm not hating on vegans. I just don't like the people that preach and then don't practice what they preach.
Right.
Because all of a sudden you get a beer in her and then she's all like, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat that pepperoni pizza.
Kill the animals.
And this stuffed cream-filled donut. I'm like, nope, wrong.
See, I'm just born and raised, and I have no interest, and it disgusts me. But people always ask me, like, oh, are you vegetarian because of the animals and la, la, la. And I'm like, no. I want to say,
Do you have any leather outfits, anything made out of leather or silk?
You know, that leather whip you use in your...
It's my faux leather. Yeah. I probably do. I don't know if it's leather or pleather. I don't really know, but...
And you have eaten chicken on occasion. Like, you dabble in it a little bit.
Kind of. But it's not... I've never been, like, save the animals. I'm like, they're already dead. Like, they're already there for everyone to eat. Like,
yeah.
I think the idea with most people in that situation is like, let's eat, like, let's stop these farms. Like, if everyone stops being vegan, then there would be no need to kill and raise this many animals to be killed.
Right.
I think that's the idea of it.
Right.
But I'm very much not a fan. And I feel bad for the vegans that aren't like this, the vegans that are up in your face about it.
Right.
I'm worried because my cousin's dating one of those.
Oh.
And so apparently, like, got in a fight with my other cousin, her brother.
Like a real fight?
Like, argument, face-to-face argument the first day they met.
About what?
About him, he should try to be vegan.
Oh, hell no. I hate when people tell people that they should try to do what they're doing.
But on the other end, it's like, hey, you know, I'm vegan. It's like, well, why? It's like, why are you getting defensive? Like, if somebody's not being an a-hole like that guy, hopefully not my cousin-in-law.
Yeah.
If they're not being an a-hole and they're just like, this is my life, they're not judging you. And if they're judging you to your face, then yeah, get mad. But
yeah,
be cool on both ends is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just do what you do. And why does it hurt anybody else? Yeah. I don't know. Slap them with a tofu stick.
Yep. Sarah ate alligator once.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did?
I was in New Orleans. I had to.
I that's where the first time I've ate an alligator, too.
Yeah. It was so one of those, like, okay, we're all doing it. I guess. Even though we literally, like hours prior just took, like, the alligator tour, and they're so cute and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I'm going to eat you later. I felt a little bad. It's probably your brother.
What kind of alligator did you eat? Like, was it like fried?
Yeah, it was fried with, like, the sauce, and it literally just tasted whatever you dipped it in.
It tastes, I didn't really.
Is it chewy?
Alligator's chewy. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, I
can't imagine it being
my boyfriend, like, all soft. The jerkies, like, the alligator jerkies they would sell, like, on, like, the little cruise or whatever.
Yeah, and we might have went on flavors. The same, like, boat tour.
Probably. Yeah, I didn't try that because that was, like, way too real, way too, like, it's not battered or anything. And my boyfriend, like, had a bite of each and was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah. It wasn't not my good. Fave.
Nope. But if you guys have any suggestions on, like, BDSM stuff, maybe get Moose more into it or...
Oh, yeah.
So was this Moose's first time?
Being a sub.
Because he's usually a dom.
What would you rather be?
I don't know. I think it depends on my mood.
Yeah. So you might end up being a switch until you figure out what you can
do. I think for sure I'd be a 100 a switch.
Yeah.
100%.
I used to be very submissive.
I could see that in you. Yeah.
And then later on, like when I started having, like I had dated a boyfriend who was kind of a switch too. And so when I had to switch and be the dom, I was like, oh, this is fun.
I feel like I'd be a really, really good dom if I'm like pissed off.
Yeah.
But there's no, here's the thing though. That's a rule. You're not allowed to strike in anger.
Oh.
There's actual
because I was going to say, like, my mood depends on, like, I'm going to be lazy one day or I'm going to be, like, no, angry one day.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, if you're, let's say you get in a fight with your significant other and you decide to start going into that and you start slapping him, it's no longer out of pleasure. It's out of anger. And that's not healthy.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. There is no way my man gets any loving from all of this if I'm mad at him.
But if you know it's, like, going to be kinking, you're going to be dominating him and you're going to be hitting him, you're like, okay, yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this, you little bitch.
Oh my God, just imagining my boyfriend as a sub.
Just like, he's a big man.
Like on all fours. Just like, I know.
Poor him.
I know. Right?
I was going to say his name. I don't know.
It's okay, George.
His name
okay,
is George, poor George. Or Johnny Rubbers.
Johnny Rubbers.
Oh, Johnny Rubbers. Okay. Yeah.
His coworkers just found that out. Oh, man. They were giving him so much crap for it. It's hilarious.
It.
Yeah.
Any suggestions on if you should ask somebody to take their makeup off before doing it with them for the first time?
Yeah, ladies. How do you feel about that, too?
I just think that's awkward. I'm sorry. We're just rephrasing that again because it's one time. It's first time.
Knock it off.
If you don't like how she looks in the morning, at least you got laid. Yep. Don't call her back.
Yeah. See? Way to think positive.
Yeah. Get laid, man. You both just get after it.
Thank you.
And as well as, have you ever found out something that blew your mind completely? Like, mayonnaise is not vegan.
Gosh. Yeah, that blew my mind.
Actually, she didn't know.
This whole show kind of blew my mind.
From doms to mayonnaise. Yeah. What more could you want?
Well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.